This is the third and final part of the Contently Managed Social Media Predictions for 2011. We've already covered the likes of what Twitter and Facebook and YouTube will do in the year ahead. We've also looked at television being a good beneficiary of social media. And one area that should benefit, but probably not in the ways that it's been predicted to, is the Scottish elections taking place this year. Many will dub it the first digital election, but it won't be. Some parties do well using digital in Scotland, some don't. But out west of cities, it's still not there. It's not ubiquitous. Not everyone's using it. Not everyone's using it well to engage and to inform. Some do, some don't. It's something that's going to be the next election down the line. And the other issue is many of the parties up here still find their activities in this area controlled by their London HQs. So there's also that issue. It's a shame because there's a lot of opportunities, but we'll just have to wait and see what transpires. Of course, the other issue in Scotland is, as I've joked before, even the hills are against you. Geography itself is against you in Scotland. You know, many islands are remote. The hills make it hard to get signals. What chance do you have when even the countryside is against you in spreading the digital message? One area where digital certainly play an increasing part, though, is in the workplace. And people are going to look to digital to help provide more fun in their work. Now, this goes beyond people wanting to check the likes of Twitter and Facebook. And it's certainly touching into areas of the play ethic by Pat Kane. But people work long hours and they want to enjoy their work. They want it to be fun to an extent. They accept that work can be hard. You know, this is a year where people will put in long hours to keep their jobs due to the recession. But they want it to be interesting and they want it to be fun as well. And if they can't get that in Scotland, they'll move, causing a brain drain of the very sort of people that Scotland should be trying hard to retain. Another area which will be very digital, but also very surprising in 2011, is digital content on the likes of the Android platform, on iPads, iPhones, RIM's Playbook, Samsung Galaxy Tab, and you know other platforms that come out, but there's been a huge buzz over the last year about how these should revolutionise media and reinvigorate sales and save the day all round. And that's not going to happen. What you are going to see is a lot of traditional press, you know, books, newspapers. What you get non-digitally will be exactly what you get digitally as well. And the main reason for that is going to be that there's a lot of extra cost. You know, if you want graphics, video, audio, not only do you have to pay for the graphic designer, the video camera person, an audio recorder, there's a time element there to pull this all together, and there's also the need for a programmer or someone to implement it all. You know, some people may say the author should be able to do it all themselves. That's a bit unrealistic if you're looking for something professional and high-end. The other issue here is, are you going to get teams of people like that working for £1 royalty per book? Now, that's £1 between them, not £1 each. So I think from a cost basis, we're going to see a lot of traditional media more or less cut and pasted onto digital platforms. And for some people, that will be fine. For others, it won't be what they're after. Content will be there, though, and that's the main thing. And that's the main thoughts for what's coming ahead in 2011. No doubt there'll be plenty of other surprises. No, we're going to see the majority of phone chargers move to USB. Will Scottish game developers bounce back after a rough 2010? What's going to be this year's big breakout hit like the iPad was in 2010? It's going to be interesting. It'll certainly be fun. And hopefully you'll keep reading the blog and listening to this audio. And it's a journey we can take together. Thank you very much for your time and all the best for 2011.